congregation watching at home. Today is, I told everybody this is here, but those that are online, y'all know what today is? Somebody put in the comments what today is. Today is the first Sunday of our Lent season. The first Sunday of our Lent season is actually known as, if I can pronounce this right, so if not, y'all forgive me, okay? It's known as Quadragesima Sunday. Quadragesima Sunday. Also known as Invicabit Sunday. And it's the first Sunday of Lent after Ash Wednesday, which we celebrated this past Wednesday. Amen? The term is derived from a Latin word for 40th. That's kind of weird, ain't it? Well, why would it be 40th? Because that's how many days are left until we celebrate our Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. There are exactly 40 days from this Sunday until Good Friday. So I just give y'all that little interesting tidbit on the side. Amen. Y'all don't ask me to pronounce that after a while, because I probably won't get that right. So, but today, your message is titled, Jesus' Temptations and Ours. Jesus' Temptations and Ours. How many of y'all, I asked this a little bit earlier, but the ones that are here now and the ones that are watching at home, how many of y'all still get tempted by the devil? How many of y'all still give in to those temptations by the devil? I better not be the only one to put my hand up. We all fight him, don't we? We all fight the devil every day of our lives. Especially if we're trying to live right for Christ. He comes in and tears us up. And what's he hit us with? He hits us with the sin or the temptation that would be the hardest one for us to refuse. The hardest one, the hardest temptation for us to say no to turn down. Whatever your big temptation is, that's what Satan's going to hit you with the most and the hardest. Amen? So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to look to see what Jesus did about that. Jesus did a little bit about that, didn't he? He was tempted just like we are. Amen? And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure, even though he had godly in him, while he was here, he was still a man, just like we are walking on the earth. So he could give in to temptation just like we do. Amen? But he had a higher power. He had a higher purpose. Amen? We need to find our purpose today. We need to find our reason to say no. When Satan says, you know you enjoy that. You know you like doing whatever that issue is. Amen? A lot of times we'll be like, what in the world? Yeah. Nobody in church will see me. I won't be there doing whatever the temptation is. And a lot of times we give in to it, don't we? But we got a God that says, stop. Stop. It's time to stop. We got to live for Him 100% of the day. Every day that we're alive. Amen? So here's what we're going to talk about today. Dear brothers and sisters, as we got here today to reflect on the Word of God, let's turn our attention to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, where we find the account of Jesus' temptation. Matthew, chapter 11, Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. I'll get that right. Those online, give me an amen when you get there. Matthew 4, 1 to 11. New International Version says it this way. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. I think I probably would be too. How about you? The tempter came to him, the tempter being Satan, the devil, came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to the high, very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their splendors. All of this I give you, he said, if you'll bow down and worship me. How many times has Satan told us that? We can have everything we want if we bow and worship. Amen. For it is written, worship your Lord God and serve him. That's what Jesus said to me. Away from me, Satan. Get away from me, Satan. Get away from me, devil. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And then what happened? Then the devil left and the angels came and attended to our Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I ask that your words are spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask for the blessing and the message for each one of us today. May we open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to what you can truly do for us when we totally turn away from Satan, Jesus. And Lord, we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the message, Lord, through the rest of the day. In your name I pray. Amen. In this passage, we get to see how our wonderful Jesus, after fasting for 40 days and nights, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil himself. How many of y'all ever felt like it? How many of y'all ever felt like you've been led into the wilderness, into the desert, to be tempted by the devil himself? The tempter approached Jesus and he said, what? If you are the Son of God, command those stones to become loaves of bread. I'm sure Jesus' physical body was pretty hungry at that point, wasn't it? But Jesus answered him, what? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We can't live by bread alone either. We have to live by the Word of God and be in it each and every day as well. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and he set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you truly are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Jump, in other words. How many of y'all have been out on a cliff edge? That's what they were saying. That was what the devil was saying. Just jump. Don't worry about it. Just jump. Because it's written that they'll command the angels to come for you. And on their hands, they will bear you up. At least you strike your foot against a stone. But Jesus answered him again, being tempted by the devil. He said again. Everybody say again. Again is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. How many of us test him every day? How many of us put him to test each and every day? How many of y'all home give me an amen or a thumbs up in the comments if you put God to the test every day? Satan will lie to you and tell you it's okay, won't he? It's all right. It's all right if you do what he don't do what he says or do completely against his word. But that's putting God to the test each and every day in our lives, isn't it? The word says, don't put him to the test. And finally, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory. And he said to him, all of these, everything that you can see right now, I'll give you. They're yours. All you got to do is fall down and worship me. How many of y'all ever heard Satan tell you that? I've heard him say, hey, look, I know you feel like you're in trouble right now, but we come bow down to me. We can get you out of that. We got all kinds of things. We got all this world stuff that'll take place. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got a Jesus. Amen. And Jesus turned to him and said, be gone. Get out. You ain't got to leave the world, but you got to get up out of here, Satan. Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve only Him. We should worship the Lord God and serve only Him. Man, Satan tears us up on that one, don't he? He's like, hey, you'll be okay. You ain't got to worry about that. But we got to remember God's words. We got to remember when Satan lies to us and shows us a better world than what we're living in, we got to remember that those are truly lies. We got to remember that God's got the best world, the best intentions for us. Amen? Because if we start living those lies that Satan tells us, we will never see eternity in heaven. We will never see the promise that God went through the wilderness for us for. We'll never see the promise that He died on the cross for us if we start living by the world. Brothers and sisters, in these temptations, Jesus shows us how to resist the devil, how to overcome temptation. He relied on the Word of God to answer each of the temptations that the devil gave him. Jesus did not give in to the devil's lies like we do and deceit. But instead, He chose to remain faithful to God's will. How are we with that today? Are we remaining faithful to God's will? Or are we giving in to temptation daily? Likewise, we are too tempted every day, aren't we? Temptations come in various forms, don't they? Temptation can come in the form of lust. It can form in the form of greed, in the form of pride, in the form of envy, in the form of anger. Temptations from the devil, again, many different forms. He has all kinds of different ways to hit us. And some of us, if all these temptations roll in and come with problems that we got, He'll hit us with all those at one time. The devil will hit us with every one of those temptations at one time. He'll use any means for us to tempt us and draw us away from God's will. But just as Jesus relied on the Word of God, we too must do that. We too must rely on the Word of God, on the Scripture that God has given us, and resist those temptations. Resist the devil each and every day. Each and every issue that he tries to bring up to us, we got to rely on the Word of God to resist that. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:13, he reminds us that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond our abilities. God will not let us be tempted beyond our abilities. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that we may be able to endure whatever the temptation that Satan is throwing at us. We have a way of escaping it with Jesus, with God. Brothers and sisters, let us not be deceived by the devil's lies and his deceit. Let us rely instead daily on the Word of God and His promises to resist temptations. Through faith and prayer is the only way that we can continue to overcome those temptations that Satan throws before us that may come our way. Amen. May the Lord give us strength and wisdom to remain faithful to Him, to resist those temptations in all areas that the devil tries to attack us in our lives. Amen. How many of y'all have issues today that you need to leave here as a church and not take back with you? Temptations that you brought in the door with you when you come in this morning. Amen. Temptations that Satan uses, that you know Satan uses up against you every day. Amen. Now's the time to get rid of them. Now's the time to pull a Jesus on Satan. Now's the time to tell him, stop. Stop it, Satan. Get behind me. God has way more power than you do. It's time for us to stand up and tell Satan to get to stepping. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessing and the messages you've given us today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the only true way to escape the temptations that Satan throws our way, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to put a new fire in our heart, Lord. Lord, that when Satan would throw those darts of those temptations to us, Lord. Lord, especially the ones that we know we struggle with the most, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to let us stand firm on God's word, Lord. Lord, tell him, just like Jesus did, you got to get to go. You got to go. You got to get behind me, Satan. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do for us, Jesus. I ask you to be with us, Lord, until the rest of the next service. In your name I pray. Everybody say it.